باب الحث على صلاة الوتر وبيان أنه سنة مؤكدة وبيان وقته. This is the chapter that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is bringing now on the encouragement of performing the witr salah. And according to the Shafi'i school of thought, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi was a Shafi'i, so according to them, witr salah is sunnah mu'akkada, but according to Hanafi school of thought, it is wajib. And the time when witr should be performed. An Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an qal, الوتر ليس بحتم كصلاة المكتوبة ولكن سن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله وتر يحب الوتر فأوتروا يا أهل القرآن رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. سيدنا علي رضي الله تعالى narrates, the witr salah is not obligatory like the fard salah. In other words, fard has a higher degree, the hukam. The command for the five times salat, we read that is fard. Witr is wajib according to the Hanafi, so witr is wajib. Wajib is one less category than the fard. Fard is the higher category. However, witr is wajib according to the Hanafi school of thought. So in this hadith, he says, الوتر ليس بحتم كصلاة المكتوبة. The witr salah is not obligatory like the fard salat. ولكن سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, but Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم stipulated it by saying that إن الله وتر يحب الوتر. Allah Ta'ala is single one. Allah is alone. It's an odd number. Witr means odd, and Allah loves odd numbers. We say 1, 3, 5, that's odd. Allah does not have any partners. There is no two. Allah is وتر. Allah is alone, single. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves an odd number. فَأَوْتِرُوا يَا أَهْلِ الْقُرْآنِ. So perform witr salah, O people of the Qur'an. In other words, the believers, we should perform witr salah. So according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, witr is wajib. And therefore, when we, Allah forgive us, Allah protect us, but if any time a person is sick, whatever happens, maybe he's going for an operation and he missed his Isha salah, then we will make qada. Then he will read the fard and also the witr. Read the fard and also the witr. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, min kulli layli qad awtara Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min awwali layl, wa min awsatihi, wa min akhirihi, wa intaha witruhu ila sahar, muttafaqun alayhi. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, Rasulullah sallam performed the witr salah at different portions of the night. Sometime it was the first portion. First portion means like how we read our Isha salah. That's the first portion of the night. Sometime in awsatihi, middle of the night. And sometime the last part of the night. And his witr would extend to the last portion of the night. So most of the time we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make his witr at the last portion of the night. And that's the final time that the person can read his witr. The moment Fajr sets in, then the witr time is over. Isha is over. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم بالليل وترا متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, make the witr the last of your salahs at night. Now it is best, most virtuous, that the last salah to be performed at night should be the witr. So we read the Isha, the Fard, Sunnat, the Nafil, and now the person goes home, he sleeps, and he wakes up for Tahajjud Salah, he reads his Tahajjud, and after the Tahajjud, the end, the last, is his witr salah. This is for that person who knows that he will wake up. He's sure that he will wake up. And he'll perform his tahajjud and his witr. Otherwise, for you and I, many times we get tired. So for us to read our witr will be easier to read without Isha salah, lest we miss it altogether. However, this hadith exhorts us that a person, if he can do it, then he should read his tahajjud first and read his witr right in the end. وعن نبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أوتروا قبل أن تصبحوا رواه مسلم. أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه reads that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, perform the witr salah before the morning. So before dawn sets in, that's the time Isha is over and the witr salah cannot be performed then. Therefore, a person should read his witr salah before the morning comes. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.